Gia?
Hello, Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Got a new phone. We'll see if it sounds different. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is just all part of life. You have to get a new phone occasionally, Gia.
You do, and then you have to
Yeah.
get a new phone, like case or cover, whatever
Yeah,
they call
that's
it.
true too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
Yeah.
don't fit. They don't fit all the phones, you know.
Yeah, right. The old one
Yeah.
does not fit the new phone, so I went with a fancy like mine's going to be like kind of like a wallet with a like credit
Oh.
card,
Oh, I like that feature. Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause then you
Okay.
don't have to carry a purse or anything. You can just be like
Yeah.
whatever, like I've got my phone, yeah, you know.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Anyway,
Anyway.
I'm
All
trying to
right.
think about General Hospital.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's just just pick a character and talk about what's going on with them. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Should we revisit Elizabeth, who appeared
Oh,
yesterday, not today, right? Yeah.
I don't know how they're gonna make this story right. Like,
How they're gonna make, I know it.
like,
I know.
I like, how can you redeem these parents in any way?
Yeah, and then Elizabeth has this weird sort of like baggage now, and I guess you could.
There's nothing. Is there anything that works? Like, I'm trying to figure out the timing, the ages. Like,
Yeah.
I guess, like, do we know how old Finn is? Do we know how old Elizabeth is? Like, how can Elizabeth have been a teenage girl when
Yeah.
Finn was married to this Raikou? And I don't, I the whole timing of it is troubling to me. I can't
Yeah.
make it right in my head. And if there's this huge gap in their ages between Finn and Elizabeth, that's a little troubling anyway.
Right.
And why, like, so this, what is her name? Raikou?
Reiku? Reiku?
Raikou. Okay. So she was married to Finn way back then, right?
Yeah, and what was the year? I forget. Did they
I
tell
have
us what
no
year?
idea.
Yeah.
I
Okay,
don't know.
so a long time ago though, right?
So yeah, in days of yore. So, but so she's having an affair with Elizabeth's father while
Yes.
married to Finn, and Elizabeth
Yes.
is a teenager, like
Yes.
12 or something. And how does Finn not make, how is the connection between Finn and Elizabeth's family not come up before now? Like, oh, we were on blah 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 island, and we knew
Yeah,
you know, like it,
right.
that doesn't make any sense in
Especially
this.
since he was a doctor there for the same reason, right,
Right.
as her parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is all very, like, very
It's like they're
thin.
shoving this really unbelievable storyline down our throats, and I don't
Yeah,
know.
at Elizabeth's expense.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm wondering if there's a chance that somehow her parents have like reprogrammed her to think that she's guilty and maybe she's not, but
Oh,
that
like maybe
seems,
they are? I don't
but
know.
that still seems just as ridiculous as what we're
Yeah,
given right now.
right.
I'm not saying I want that to happen. It just feels like, I want to be able to like Elizabeth. I want her to be able to recover from this,
I still like Elizabeth, but I
Yeah.
don't like these parents any better for knowing this particular storyline. You know, like, to
Yeah.
me, there's nothing, there's no redeeming, there's no redemption from what got revealed. It's like,
Yeah.
well, that's not the way to handle that situation.
I know.
It's not the way rational people handle a situation like that. And
Right.
I listened a little bit to our podcast the other day. It was maybe a mistake, because I was so
Definitely a
flippin',
mistake.
yeah, I was so flippin' pumped about Tasha Yar, and I apologize for that.
Thank you.
I
I
mean,
thought I was going to have to beg you to apologize. That's some real personal growth, Gia.
yeah, I
Thank you.
readily apologize for that. I mean, but there could be people out there that were just as excited as I was. But anyway,
She apologizes and then she sort of takes
and
it
I walk it back a little bit.
back. I like that expression.
I do too. But anyway, there's something about the thinness of her lips
yeah.
that makes her an incredibly unsympathetic character.
I would say they both seem like they're sort of like, I didn't want to be too harsh because I knew you were riding that Tasha Yar high.
Riding the waves, yeah.
But they both seem like, it seemed like Elizabeth was doing this, like, you know, deep acting, like passionate, you know, this like,
yeah,
sort of monologue.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's got like two potatoes in the room with her. You know, there was like
to
no
one
energy.
Potato,
no energy
yeah.
coming off of them, you know, and it felt
no,
the same way this,
yeah.
you know, this time on Wednesday.
Yeah. If anything, Tasha Yar just gives off like a Nurse Ratched vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I could see that. Yeah.
There's nothing maternal, nothing
yeah.
maternal happening. Like the
right.
father figure is a little bit mushy, maybe maternal wants, I mean, paternal wants
but
to
he's
be.
He's also just kind of weak, right? He's
yeah,
just,
he seems very weak.
His
yeah.
character is weak.
Khakis make you weak, I think.
They don't make you look strong, no. Now, Carhartts, on the other hand.
Make
yeah.
you look so rugged.
They make you look like you might work at Lowe's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you have Carhartt overalls that you cut off and turned into
oh, no.
sort of
oh no, then what do they make you look like?
Ridiculous.
Like you wandered off the set.
Ridiculous.
Of, like,
every time I put them on,
Big
I'm like, should I make
or something?
These? I feel like I should make him shorter, but I'm like, I've done that with my
feel
hair,
like
you know,
make
and
them shorter. Oh my, it's not hair we're talking about, Gia.
I know, but like, because I thought I was going sort of capri length, but they're not
oh, no.
really capri length, and I like I don't know what they are. They're awkward.
Yeah,
they're awkward.
I'm sure that's true. Yeah,
and I have a friend here who said, "Well, maybe you should hem them," and I'm like, "I think hemming is the wrong."
I would like to see the expression on that person's face.
But she's
probably
a little bit. Oh, she's a little bit older than you or I. And
yeah.
so I'm like, hemming. I think like the fringy thing is way more cool.
Oh, God,
you know?
That probably took every bit of her energy to be that diplomatic.
I know.
Like, how the fuck am I going to bring this up?
Because I can tell like all the time that she's got stuff she wants to say to me about how I live my life that she's not saying, you know.
The cost of friendship with
yeah,
Gia.
I know. Because she's probably like, oh my gosh, she's so screwed up.
Have you told her about the podcast?
Everybody knows, but they don't care. I don't know how your friends are, but they're like, so like, yeah,
ditto.
Whatever.
Like, can we talk about really something else, please?
What is that t-shirt? Like, who cares? Yeah, nobody cares. Nobody cares. And I try to tell them, like, I feel like you don't need to watch General Hospital to get the benefit of our podcast.
We feel like we don't need to listen to your podcast.
Yeah, just dealing with you in person is enough.
That's a tall enough order.
Anyway, I feel like maybe I'm going to cut them off and make them shorts, not capri length. Is that wrong? But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put them on. I'm going to put them on.
And
have the old man cut them while they're on so we know where it will land. So it's not like a miss, you know, like,
yeah,
because you can't put anything back.
That's true. That it's not like hair that grows back. It's
right.
It's
right.
Clothing.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I have a lot of overalls. I have the stripy ones and, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Although I got some blood on my like Old Faithful pair, like the cat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the cat got me. We were playing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she got me, and I didn't realize I was bleeding, and I was flinging blood all over. But
you are so hot.
And I'm sure it won't come out of anything now. But anyway, what about General Hospital?
Yeah, what? I thought I thought, oh, this we're off on a much better foot tonight. She's not going to talk about Star Trek. She's learned her lesson.
No, I'm not talking about Star Trek anymore.
Okay, so all right, so we've covered Elizabeth, I guess.
I think whoever these writers are, I think they think mm-hmm. that this explanation is like, oh, that's why Elizabeth got sent away to live with her grandmother. And it's like, no, that still doesn't cut it for me.
It's just another bit of information. It doesn't inform anything
else. Yeah, it does
else.
Not cut it. No rational, loving parent would do what these parents did.
Especially when Reiko didn't die from the fall, right?
No, she died from the bad blood transfusion. Right.
But so as far as they knew, she was alive. So Elizabeth could have, she could have absorbed that information at whatever age she was.
Yeah, they didn't have to like program or reprogram.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that either.
No, it doesn't make any sense. I think they're psychopaths, really. I mean, honestly, these parents, like, you're psychopaths. Like, you'd be better parents if you were crack whores, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen crack whore people that, in spite of their dependency on drugs or whatever, they had loving feelings towards their children. Right. They just didn't have control of their addiction, you know?
Yeah. Elizabeth really just seems like sort of a massive inconvenience to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And she, you know, the mother's like, you don't even know, you know,
we did this for you.
I was totally turned off by them. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So
not good. But I'm still wondering, like, where the hell's Terry? Is she just out there, like?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, where is
flipping
Terry?
Stations on the car radio or something? like where is she? What's she doing? Elizabeth's been in there a long time.
Yeah. Well, it was like soap opera time, so it could have been like 10 minutes. Okay. You know.
Yeah.
All right, but so I think Elizabeth was right that they, you know, they didn't want, you know, their images to be stained by this, you know, so that's
why you think
they're
like snotty doctors that...
I don't know. I don't know. It seems like that whole situation was sloppy enough that, you know, nobody was going to add things up properly, you know.
Doctors Without Borders is a real thing, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at me. I'm asking a serious question.
How do you think they feel about this story?
Yeah, really. Like, do they know about it?
Thanks
I'm
for
sure
the
there
plug.
Are any people involved with Doctors Without Borders that watch soap operas. Maybe.
I don't know.
It's hard.
Anyway,
crazy. Okay, another character. You said you were just naming characters.
Okay, all right, Scotty.
Scotty. Okay, he's in love with his schnitzel.
Yeah, but we still think they're a strong couple, right?
Strong couple. She's a little bit blonde now.
Yes, she is.
Something makes she maybe lost a little weight or something. Like she's been off working out or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it was the blonde hair. She was looking hot. I just want to say, looking back.
And it's just good to see her again. And I need to just admit that she's another one of these characters I hated in the beginning.
You hated. You know, well, they made her ridiculous.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She rocks now.
Yeah. Scotty brings rocks. Out the best in her.
Yeah. I like Scotty's glasses.
I do too. That's a new detail for him, right?
The tinted glasses. Yeah. I want to get some of those. I don't wear glasses I just have them for reading. But I mean, more and more, I need them. Like, I feel like I need them every 2 seconds. So why don't I just keep them on my face? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the downsides of aging. Yeah.
I guess so. But I don't know. Like, what do you do about that? Do you have some sort of, I guess you have bifocals, right? So you can see out the top and then you can read
up. I guess,
like,
but
you
yeah.
You want to keep them on your face.
It's a frustrating phase to be in, I think.
Yeah, because I'm always like, oh, where are the glasses? Where are they? You know.
Yeah, and I sit on them all the time. I break a lot of glasses.
I thought you were a contact gal. I thought you were.
Well, I have to wear reading glasses even with my contacts in. So it's.
Whoa,
it's
you're really far gone then, huh?
Yeah, but if I take my contacts out, then I can see very close up. So it's annoying.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, say that again. If I take my contacts out.
Yeah, if I don't have anything in my eyes, I can read stuff close up, it's very clear. But if I put my contacts in, it helps me see far away, but not up close.
Okay. Yeah. So, I just have the one, like, I can't read anything at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway. Scotty, I kind of wish he and Lisa would keep their guard up when it comes to our friend Cody.
Yeah, well, they want to.
They're trying to respect Britt, I guess.
Yeah. And I don't know. What is the point of this? Britt's leaving. When is Britt leaving?
I don't know. I almost want her to go now because I feel like she deserves better than this. Yeah, with less of
Cody. I hope they do not. I hope they do not. Well, they couldn't. What does she have? Huntington's.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they're not going to kill her off, are they?
Oh, that would be silly, wouldn't it?
It would be. She's off to do some series. She might be back.
Yeah, that can always happen.
I hope they leave it open-ended. I was just thinking, how are they going to end this with her and Cody? And
I don't know. Yeah, that all... I don't know.
And then Uncle Victor, old boy. So at the end of today, there was something on his phone. There was a picture of the necklace on his phone. I was like, what the hell? I didn't even understand what that meant. What's the connection?
Oh, I hadn't thought much about it, but he said something about the bank manager, right? Persuading the bank manager to do something.
Yeah, was that so he could see what was in the box,
and or... it seems like he could swap it out, right, for a fake or something like that. I don't know, Gia. Mm. But
he's just another... like the evil guy behind every storyline at the moment.
Yeah, I know. He's got his hands in everything,
and
I guess do you feel any more sympathetic towards Holly after today? It's okay to say I guess.
I mean, I'm sympathetic. She's obviously under Victor's control.
And
can't help that. But I don't really like her. I just don't really. Uh-huh. I'm not feeling any magic there. I don't like the batting of the false eyelashes.
Uh-huh.
I'm not drawn to her in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what they could have done differently. I don't know. I used to love Holly, and I was, you know, happy to hear she was coming back. But maybe it's this storyline. Again, you know, it seems like it's not making her seem very interesting, I guess.
She doesn't seem interesting. I didn't, you know, was there big chemistry between she and Robert in the past?
I don't know. I don't know if I thought.
Well, like, was that, was like, were they like a power couple in the past?
Everyone would be excited about them now. You know, they were all sort of, you know, swapping partners for a long time. So it's hard to know. I don't remember, like, who was the best fit, you know, with each other.
Yeah. Because she was with Luke, obviously, for.
Yeah. And then Anna was with Robert. And, you know. Anyway. You always wonder, like, what would happen if she just told Robert what was going on?
Right, what's going on, yeah.
Just to defy the soap opera norm, you know?
Yeah. But I don't know. I didn't feel any magic when they had their, like, kiss and everything. I mean, this is ageism on my part, but I'm just, like, mainly, like, Robert's so freaking old, you know? I don't need to see that. That's like, I'm old. I don't need to see me doing any of that shit. I don't need to see him doing any of that shit.
Yeah,
I
just kind of like anyone I really want to watch make out at this point, I guess.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe like,
Chase.
What's his name? Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Yeah, what is his name? What's Aquaman's name?
Oh, Ryan. No. Who are we talking about?
No.
On hospital? Somebody on hospital?
No, he's not on hospital.
Oh, all right.
He was on, he used to be on Stargate, and then he was Aquaman in the movie.
Okay, here we go again.
It's not Star Trek, it's
Yeah,
Can't think of his real
potato,
name.
potato.
He was married to Lisa Bonet.
Oh,
Old man, help me out. What's his
Was it
name?
was Jason Moana? Is that his name?
Oh,
Mo, what's
Momoa or something like that.
Momoa? Oh, no.
That's it. Something like
Moana.
that. Yeah.
I don't
Well, anyway,
know.
if I had to see somebody making out with somebody,
You
he
wouldn't
would
mind
probably be
that?
my
Okay.
choice. Yeah, he'd be all right. But
Okay. All right. We'll file that away.
all right.
Okay.
He's kind of funny too. But yeah, not Robert. Not
Yeah.
Robert.
Okay. Right.
Just a little bit past it.
Yeah. Well, and also I think it was kind of unfortunate timing because it really did seem like he and Diane were like sort of
Right.
an
And then,
interesting couple, right?
yeah, and they had their moment there of loss today where it
Yeah.
was like, oh, and maybe they'll have another moment
Right,
when Robert sees that, Holly is betraying him. Although, whatever, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't know. We don't think she's going to be a long-term character, right? We think she's
Yeah, that's
out
what I was
again.
thinking. I guess it depends on how long she's going to be on the show.
So maybe Diane still, I don't know. I
Yeah.
still feel like, I don't know. I just don't, I feel like Robert as a love interest is probably not the way I'd go if I were one of the writers. I'd be like,
No, but I'm
yeah.
thinking like more as like a Laura and Kevin kind of relationship, like where it took a
Like a
while to get there, but now it
stable,
sort of it makes a lot of sense,
yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Anyway, who
Okay.
else? I was just thinking about, oh, speaking of couples that are not interesting.
Okay.
Portia and Curtis. How
Unbearable.
and
Unbearable
it felt like it
today.
went on forever, right?
Forever. And oh no, honey. And no, and she started out the whole episode today with a little
Little
squeal or
squeal, I
something, and I
know.
was
Yep.
like,
It's like,
ah,
oh,
has she not read any social media? Nobody likes that. And yeah, and I liked her as a character to begin with, and they've ruined her. I
yeah.
don't know.
Like if she's that like obsessed with all the wedding stuff, all the trappings of it at this point in
Right.
her life, it's like
They've
that
ruined
seems
her as a
stupid.
character and they've ruined Curtis as a character.
Yeah,
Like, I don't
yeah.
care about either of them.
No,
And
And
now we're gonna like,
he had so much
yeah,
potential.
we're gonna have to deal with this like all the way to February 14th. I was like, wait, what month are we in? And I was like, oh my God, not till then. And okay, this I don't know. Like, I don't know how old people are. I can't tell looking at
Yeah.
people, but they're talking about having three kids or something
I
still.
know.
It's
I
like,
was thinking, what are you
wait a
talking
minute.
about? I think one
Yeah.
would be pushing it, right?
Pushing it a little bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And would Curtis even be thinking that way if he knew Trina was his daughter?
Right. Well, that'll probably be part of the crux of this whole situation,
Yeah.
but I don't know.
But
Yeah, I didn't like either of them. I kind of liked her little like 70s inspired jumpsuit.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Interesting color, and it was shiny. I like things that are shiny. It's just me. I don't know. But yeah, I'm like, oh, now we're into like wedding. I guess, weddings are a
Excuse me.
classic soap opera fare, of
They
course.
are, and you have like the big, secret that gets revealed. Oops, excuse
Yeah,
me.
yeah. And are you gonna sneeze again? You all right?
A
Have
little,
you
I
got the
might.
Rona tonight?
To be honest, I do. I tested positive this morning in the.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but it's not that bad.
Oh, you didn't even reveal this earlier, you weirdo.
Well, it's,
It's not that bad. Okay. Did you
yeah.
already have the booster booster? Booster,
Yeah,
booster, booster?
I did. So I
Yeah.
feel like I'm pretty, it happened because I went outside exercising with a friend of mine, and that's
That's
what happens when you leave
Oh,
the
come
warm
on. Are you
glow of your beautiful
No.
television.
You can't, you caught it from somebody in an outside setting? Is that
Yeah,
what
well,
you do?
we drove to a place where we were walking.
Oh, and then so that person had it, and then so you, yeah, okay. Are you
But
feeling okay though?
mostly, yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But where were we, Gia?
I'm sorry. Well,
No, that's okay.
it's like a thing though. It's like a
Sort of inevitable, don't you think, that
it's a
everybody's
little
gonna.
inevitable, and it's like having a mood ring or
Yeah.
a pet rock or something. It's like, oh yeah, you're like having COVID, and
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. I mean, like I know people now that have had it like 3 times, or so, you know, it's I don't know.
That would be maybe a bit of a bummer, but
It would be a bummer, but I feel like maybe this is what's going on. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, whatever. But okay,
Yeah.
well, I hope you don't get feeling too bad.
Oh, thanks. I think the worst is over, really.
You just started today?
Well, no, I started to feel it when we were podcasting. What day was that? Monday? Tuesday.
Okay,
Tuesday.
so yeah. Okay,
That was
we're
like the
good.
sore throat kind of night, you know, and
Right,
then
yeah. Okay.
but it
Yeah.
sneezing does seem to be like a new symptom.
Are you having like bad sinus stuff? Are you really? You don't sound stuffy.
No, not too bad. I know. I feel lucky. I
Okay.
feel
All
lucky,
right.
Gia. So,
All right. Okay. General Hospital. Sorry, I got caught up in
yes.
real life there.
No, that's okay. That's all right.
How about let's talk about Trina and Josh,
Okay. All
our
right.
young set.
Yeah. Even they weren't very interesting today. Were they? Maybe
I well,
it's
I think it's cute. I just
Corona.
like I like them like getting together and having the bowl of popcorn, and I'm like,
Yeah.
oh,
Yeah.
it reminds me of being young and feeling like life was full of possibility before you get like dashed into the rocks of reality.
Right. And they are, I liked that they were able to really sort of be honest with each other, you know?
Yeah, they told each other the truth about
Yeah. So
what
that
was
was
going
good.
on.
That was refreshing.
And they're both just so cute. Trina with her like blue eyeshadow. Oh my
Yeah.
God.
I don't know
Yeah.
about that. I don't know about that on Trina. She
I
doesn't
would do
need
that if
something
I could. I don't think it would do that on me.
Then your friend would be like, yeah, this is it. This is where I draw the
I can't. I mean, now I'm so like old and wrinkly, I can't wear any eyeshadow at all. But and I have the kind of eyes where you can't really like when I
Yeah.
open my eye, there's no
Yeah.
eyelid, like there's
I
no
know.
part of the, you
Same
know what I'm
same
talking about?
here.
Yeah.
I do. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a disappointment, you know, as a teenager, because you would buy that Maybelline eyeshadow that had like 3 or 4 different colors, you know, like you
Yeah.
were supposed to use the dark and then the highlight or whatever. And I'm
Yeah.
like, well, I just really need the one color because there's no other lid there.
Yeah.
So I would totally do that electric blue if I could.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Fish scales or not, I'd be all over that.
All right. Well, you know, you might have a chance one day.
You think so? After I've had that surgery,
Yeah, I have that surgery
that
to
lift. My
remove
dad
the.
had that and he just looks startled all the time
Yeah.
now. Like, I don't know if he went to a cut rate, like a budget guy or something, but I'm like,
Yeah.
whoa. it did help. I guess he's not quite as droopy, but I would use a different guy.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
Yeah.
I thought that they were cute eating their popcorn. Do you believe that the Trina is being targeted thing and like by the hooker, the hook?
Well, I don't know if I was that impressed with Jordan's professionalism. I don't know.
At
She was
all.
like
Yeah.
running all over town telling
Yeah.
everybody, I don't know, it just seemed like, you know, so you won't let Alexis print the letter, but you'll
Right,
tell
but
everyone
you
in
tell
town about
everybody.
it.
Yeah,
I
Carl and
don't
everybody. Like,
know.
that's not going to get around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
And that theory, like, oh, she, like, they killed Brando, but they meant to get Joss. Like,
Yeah, I know.
they don't really look alike, you know.
No, that's the part that's sort of like, what? You know, I mean, like,
Yeah.
did they just have to kill someone in that little window of time, you
Right,
know?
like just to
Just to
put another
say
knot, put another
they,
notch in their lipstick case.
yeah. Right. So I
Yeah,
don't
like
know.
maybe you slash a bunch and go, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I thought you were Joss.
and then just stop slashing him. Like, I don't know.
Right. And I don't know if this whole hooker thing, it's not seeming very interesting, like everything else right now. I don't know.
I think you're in a little bit of a bad space.
Maybe it's the Rona. Maybe
the Rona's dragging you down, and
I suppose it could be Gia. But you know, I always I'm thinking okay, so Diane gets in the elevator by herself. She's not healthy at this point. She's not recovered.
People really bounce back from this hook attack pretty fast, though. I mean, Ava was all around, before you knew it, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. It just seems like they could sort of heighten the fear factor if everybody was sort of acting like there was something to be afraid of,
To be scared of, I felt like we should have seen Esme again today, but we haven't seen her in a while, so we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Truly, I mean, the good part is I really don't know who this hooker is. I really don't. Yeah,
and the letter thing, the letter going to the wrong address, I wasn't really paying close attention to.
Yeah, I wasn't either. Did we see what address it went to?
I'm not sure.
To which address it went? To which address it went to? To which address it went?
To which address it went, that sounds right.
To which address it went?
Yeah.
Do not end with a preposition? Okay.
Anyway, I'm trying to think, could Esme have sent that letter? And I guess she could have if she's only been locked
up. Right, because she hasn't been locked up that long. Yeah, so still could be her. But I don't like Gregory Alexis thing in the letter and all. Like Alexis as the editor of this newspaper owner is still not working for me. I can see how they went there, lawyer, editor, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see how they went there. Professional woman kind of thing, but it's not really working. And Gregory, not working at all.
No. And when she gets on the phone and says, get over here now or something, it's really, that's how you're talking to this guy?
I don't know. Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Icky.
Yeah. Icky. So, okay. Speaking of couples that aren't interesting.
Carly and Drew? There's so many.
I know.
Narrow it down.
And their little relationship just got even more absurd because of
insider trading. And
Drew, I love how he's explaining it to her.
He doesn't know what insider trading is.
But then he's explaining it to her like he wrote the definition.
Right.
It's like, God, you're such a genius.
My definition of a guy to avoid.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many to avoid, but guys that guide you physically, with your arm or putting their hand on your back or anything sort of physical guiding you anywhere physically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just
going to insert a little. Once guided by a woman who had her hand on the small of my back and I didn't enjoy that either.
Yeah. Anybody that to me that's such a red flag. If you it's not that I'm averse to being touched, if somebody makes a physical contact with you, that doesn't necessarily necessarily negative,
but
being guided physically and Drew does that all the time,
and the way he talks, he always sounds like he's trying to break it down for you,
Yeah. But the hand on the small of the back, I just hate him. I hate everything about him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it would be fun if Ned just took him down,
Yeah. And even I, with my limited knowledge of things, insider trading, and he's supposed to be this sort of guru of business.
He
had to have it explained to him,
I know. I think we did bring up this topic back when Carly was talking about buying the shares.
I'd like to think we did. Probably you did.
I think you did. I think we both had the same
thought.
I'm
not that bright.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. We're not that bright, and yet we saw it.
So now there's that complication in their relationship, and
yeah
yuck,
yeah
yucko And so, and Sam's like sort of onto them, and I don't know what, like,
yeah,
whatever, who cares? I don't know.
Who
there's
cares?
No,
yeah.
There's no chemistry between she and Drew. There's no chemistry between Drew and anything.
Yeah, even his daughter, he can't be in the same room with his daughter, it seems like.
Apparently, without just setting her up with some activity to, I don't know, it's kind of sad.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do about him. I don't know. Sam, like, I guess Sam and Carly having a complication because of Drew, that's mildly interesting, but not, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
still hard to believe that Sam and Carly are friends, really. I'm like, wait a minute.
And that Sam and Drew were a couple. You know,
yeah.
All of these
I'm like,
things.
Wait a minute. You guys are friends? Wait a minute. Okay, that's right. You are friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's also kind of weird to see Carly just sort of shift back into like her, like Carly mode, like with Joss and the danger, you know, and staying at home and all that.
Oh, being
stuff.
Like the mom. The,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's what she's good at. I don't know.
Yeah, it makes sense that that's how she would behave, you know.
How did you feel about, like, so they were at that little, like, activity, that sort of Halloween activity, and she and Sunny and Nina were all there, and Sunny, like, she kind of went off on Sunny about Nina, and, like, how did you feel about that whole exchange?
Well, yeah, that seemed like, I don't know. Like it doesn't sound pleasant or justified at this point. I don't think. I don't know.
For Carly to be upset about Nina having contact with.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it was going to happen, right? There's only so much power she has. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought she sort of pulled back in a good way, and
she didn't go full Carly on her.
Yeah,
but I didn't really like Nina's face either. Like, you know, sort of like you see.
And then I was remembering, like, well, Nina did like to, did, Nina has done some really bad shit. So
yeah, I know that's true.
There is some like there's some provenance for Carly being you know, cautious about her being around her children, but I don't know.
But there's nothing she can do. She's not gonna, you know, be able to change Sonny's mind, I think, being this way, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a tangled web. I don't like thinking about any of that. And it's all messy. It's a soap opera, of course.
Yeah.
But in real life, there's so much of that, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, blended family, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your, you know, it's like, ugh, it's so yucky. Like, I feel like, I don't know, you know, our parents could have been profoundly unhappy for all we knew.
Right.
But God bless them, they stuck together.
Yeah, they did.
You know, like, we all had good childhoods. Cause
I know. We
didn't,
like,
have to deal with mommy's boyfriend or daddy's girlfriend or whatever. You know?
Yeah. And it seems like, you know, there's like in those storylines, they're always talking about like how resilient the kids are, you know, but it's like, that's got to be awful for kids having to like shift their loyalties or, you know, or not, you know,
or not, or just maybe it's good. Maybe they, you know, just grow up tougher and grow up more like, resilient, or just more
maybe,
counting on number one, or I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we're the wounded ones because we like.
Well, I don't know if we're thriving. I don't know if this is a definition of thriving.
Speak for yourself. I'm thriving over here.
You're living your best life.
Might
You're
just be the
cut
vibe
your overalls tomorrow.
I might. Might be the big day.
Just make sure part of your ass isn't hanging out. Don't go that high.
You'll be happy to know that I just ordered, I needed a new bathing suit, and I got an age appropriate one with a skirt, you know.
Oh,
so
I was looking at bathing suits with skirts online, and I was like, what are you doing?
You don't need to have, you live somewhere where you'll never swim. What are you talking about?
I know. I like to dream that I'll get in a pool one day, but.
I lived where you lived for so many years, and I had like maybe one bathing suit the entire time, and it lasted.
Yeah.
But now I use a bathing suit like all the time, and I need a new one.
Yeah.
So I did the bad thing, and I got the same exact bathing suit that I had before in a different color.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's all right.
I'm like, well, this one was good. I'll get it again. that red. But yeah, I'm like, nobody needs to see any of these cheeks. We'll just, you know, wear the skirt.
There's nothing wrong with a bathing suit with a skirt. Kind of day.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Or the tankini. My mom was so excited, like, when they came out with that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. She liked all that. Uh-huh. Like, she bought me and her both, like, tankinis. She was like, so great. You know, because, like, two pieces that weren't bikinis. Like, it was so great. She was very excited about it. Yeah. Yeah, she loved a swimming pool, Doris. Yeah, she loved to swim.
Yeah.
She had a swimming pool at the end there, but mm-hmm. she couldn't find it unless somebody took her. Sad.
Life is very mean sometimes.
Oh, it really is. The mothers. Yeah. What happened to our mothers? It's rough. But whatever. Anyway, we were lucky. Geez.
Yeah, we were lucky. We were. It may sound bitter now, but we were very lucky.
We were lucky back in the day. What are the characters we want to talk about?
I was trying to, let's see, is there anything positive?
We didn't talk about, I don't know if it's positive or not, but what about Gladys and Sasha and what happened today with the what is it called?
Conservator? Is that what, I forget what she is.
Guardian ad litem? No, that's not right.
It's not quite it, I don't think. But I didn't quite understand Gladys, like, you know, saying...
Yeah, what was her objection?
And then doing the about face without any explanation either way.
I thought it was like, I was doing shit at the time.
You kind of felt like you missed a couple lines.
I really thought I missed a big chunk or something because I was like, what? You know.
I know, that was a little sloppy.
I mean, maybe it was just a harbinger of things to come.
There needed to be maybe at least one line of explanation.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little bit sloppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we knew Gladys, that was going to be a problem.
We knew that. But so it would have been a pleasant surprise if she hadn't been like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Adjacent characters. What about Mason and Austin? Are you interested in that storyline?
No, because it's the same every time, right?
I know.
They have the same exchange. He disappears.
And you get the sense that there's some, like, they were using Austin as, like, a mob doctor or something.
Yeah,
like,
something like
that.
It was
the implication today. It's like, big look. We've had mob shit going on here for a long time.
I know.
Nobody cares.
No, that's not interesting. The only thing that might have been a teeny bit interesting is that Gladys laid her eyes on him, and she's probably got a pretty good radar.
Yeah, she's
scumbags.
The only one, apparently.
You know, because apparently Maxie's had her shut off because she would have seen that guy coming.
Yeah, she's had it dulled down or something. Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, today was pretty boring. I don't know. I mean, we had some stuff. We had Tasha Yar this week. We're still bask in the glow of that world colliding thing that I had going on. Even though she's seeming like a very hateful, icky, cold mother.
And so it makes you, I don't know how long we're going to be living with these characters, you know?
Right.
And I was thinking about, what's her name? The mom of Carly's friend down in Florida. What was her name? Peyton. Was that her name? Peyton. It seemed weird to have like a pretty well-known actress play that role and then have her disappear. So I sort of feel like maybe she's going to pop up again.
Let's hope not.
I know. I'm trying to brace myself for things.
So she was a well-known actress? I guess she was. I didn't know her, but.
Yeah.
But I guess she was kind of a big, but I mean, bigger than Tasha Yar.
Of course not.
I know the percentage of people that, you know, knew that was a Star Trek actor, you know.
Yeah, it's too bad we can't do like some sort of a live poll.
Yeah. People don't seem to want to comment on our pod blog here too much, but I, you know, if you're out there and you're still listening, because it's really late, you're probably not, but You know, let us know if you knew that that was Tasha Yar from Star Trek The Next Generation, or if I'm just a freaking weirdo like my friend wants me to think.
Yeah, you're not necessarily going to get points if you say, yes, I did know that was Tasha Yar.
What do you mean? Yeah, you'll get points for sure. You'll so get points. People knew because it was on social media. They were... Like, that's how I knew, because I she really looked, well, not different, just it's the aging process. It's not good for anybody, really. Mm-hmm.
They didn't really look like they could have given birth to Elizabeth, actually.
No, there was absolutely no resemblance. No, not at all. Either one. Both pretty had pretty strong facial features and everything, and none of them look like Elizabeth. Yeah.
No. So anyway. Maybe that it'll turn out that they're imposters. Maybe
yeah, she's robots. Adopted. Yeah, maybe they're aliens.
Big rubber suits, and when they peel them off, Franco will be revealed.
It'll be Franco. Yeah. Have you worn your Franco file T-shirt yet? Has anybody seen that and asked questions or anything?
I haven't been out much, but I'll wear it if I know I'm going to be going out someday.
Of course, it's probably not the T-shirt weather in your neck of the woods.
So. Not really at this point, Gia. No, everything's getting covered up. Although we've had beautiful days, cold nights, but beautiful days. I think it's going to be 70 tomorrow.
Oh, so, that's nice. Okay.
I know. It's very nice. We're lucky.
Well, I guess we should wrap this up. We haven't said too much of interest here.
No, and I'm sorry.
But neither have they, you know, in our defense. No.
Right.
It's their fault.
It's their fault.
Yeah.
We couldn't be lovelier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope your Rona doesn't get too bad on you. Keep me posted on that. You know, because I didn't know about that. So,
well, it's been really underwhelming. You know,
is the offspring doing okay? Or you guys keeping pretty separate?
Yeah.
That's. I mean, she's already had it, right? She had it once.
Yeah, so, and she's boosted and everything too. So
all right. Okay, well,
thank you.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're listening, people out there, we appreciate it, and we hope General Hospital gets with it and gets some better storylines going. Because I'm kind of.
We'd
not
like to say something
today.
Positive, right? We'd like to be excited about stuff.
Yeah, we'd like to. So we'll keep watching.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Okay,
all
Gia.
Right. Have a good night. We'll talk in a few days.
Okay, Gia. Good night.
All right. See ya.
Bye.